Another thing about Iraq, it's a very young country. More than half of all Iraqis are under the age of 20, and all the violence and instability means fewer opportunities for them. Many are choosing to leave Iraq, but reporter Susanna George tracked down one group of young Iraqi men who are determined to break that trend.
Outside is a typical Baghdad street, dusty, garbage-strewn. One end is blocked off by a barbed wire checkpoint. Inside is worlds away. This small cafe is crammed full of books and antiques. Being here feels like walking back in time, and that's exactly why this group of young men like it here.
Because when I read in the history of Iraq, like, for example, the education and the libraries and the lifestyle of Baghdad in the 70s, I was jealous, actually.
That's Ali Mahzoumi. He and his five friends, all in their 20s, smoking water pipes and drinking sodas, say that this is the Iraq they're trying to recreate, a country that's highly educated, tolerant, safe, and most of all, one that promises young people a future. But while these guys are here in Baghdad now, they're the exception to the rule. Almost all of their friends, well-educated, young, ambitious Iraqis who can travel, they've all left to build a life abroad.
It's good for the individual. He will build his future. But in general, as my perspective or my opinion, it's selfish a little bit to leave Iraq.
Ali, who works for a local NGO in Baghdad that promotes education, says it's important for young Iraqis to stay, to counter extremism and corruption. This is a tight crew. They see each other a lot, and they talk a lot about
everything. Politics, football, girls.
Lately, the events unfolding in Mosul, just a few hours' drive north of here, dominate the conversation. But these guys say no matter what's in the headlines, talk always comes back to what they see as the source of all Iraq's ills, government corruption.
The government, they have to forget about corruption now. But they can't, unfortunately, yeah.
Did you say it's in their blood?
Nowadays, yeah. After 10 years, they're used to it. That's not genetic. It's like when you get addictive to like alcohol or something, or even like weed or whatever, you're just like, you're used to it. They're used to corruption nowadays. They're used to it.
That's Ali Abawi, a university student. Despite all the violence, universities in Iraq are still open. These young men say it's the violence, the corruption, and the general instability that drives most of their friends to leave.
I'm one of the people who went on a scholarship, and then I came back after graduation. And my mom is hating me more and more.
That's Haider Shakri, a bit off mic there. What he's saying is that the person pressuring him the most to leave is his mother. His parents and their whole generation, Haider says, they're done with Iraq. They say it's doomed, that the country is finished. And Ali Mahzoumi says he gets it. With Iraq's violent past, it's easy to lose hope.
Yeah, I was born in war, I grew up with another war, and I live now with a new war.
What makes you different from your parents?
My parents, maybe they educated me in a different way.
From a young age, he's always read history, and he's seen that in Iraq's past, the country's gone through difficult times and recovered. That, he says, is what gives him hope for the future and what makes him want to stay. Then Ali Abawi chimes in.
The only thing is different now, and they're, like, our generation is more exposed to the world, to the outer world.
We got more opportunities than them, maybe.
Most of the young guys here can't quite explain why they're hopeful amid such hopelessness. Some say they can't imagine being any other way. Others say they like the challenge. Leaving would be the easy way out. Ali Mahzoumi says he knows that staying in Iraq doesn't ensure that anything will change, but it's a start.
I hope. I mean, we don't have the power. We are not the decision makers, but we will do, and we are doing, actually, what we can do. And that's it.
For The World, I'm Susanna George in Baghdad.